Chris. Hi, Wesley.
Hey, how are you?
I'm much better, sir.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, most inopportune time as well, but nonetheless, I'm just glad to be back in the game, and happy Friday.
Yeah, last time I had it, I was out there in Phoenix on the floor of the old, what the hell was that? The Ritz.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, you probably don't want to think back a couple days ago.
Yeah. Thanks for reaching out. I actually thought about this morning that I may have jumped again on just a little bit because I was responding to Michelle. And I'm thinking, because I don't know a lot about how they negotiate their relationships, but I actually thought that she should have carried it to say, hey, okay, if we address all of these issues, then we're good to go. But then, you know, just tell me what you're thinking is, because I just realized this morning that you and I are on the same wavelength that, we need to involve them to make sure that...
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know about this initiative until I got an email late last week asking if I wanted to be part of it, so...
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it's all brand new to me, the concept. I think it makes sense to bring in a professional.
Sure.
I think what they're intending to share, just based on my validation of it last time, and, you know, you confirmed that. I think that's great. It's going to understand individuals how to make those connections. I feel like based on the conversation we had on the call,
mm-hmm.
it's more of a matter of making sure they understand our full intent, but I do feel confident that... Is Jim the main contact that's saying, correct?
Yes. I've not decided yet if it's Mallory and then Jim comes or vice versa. Jim's the president, of course, so it may be Mallory's first point of contact, and... As I read and went back between my notes and went back between what we got back, and I don't know if Mallory had some influence on that or not. I just don't know because, as you saw, and I tried to kind of point out to Michelle, that, you know, there were some differences there in terms of what we were given in the second round versus what I know we talked about on our call. So I'm hoping we can reconcile that and get back to where we were.
Yeah, the only thing I can think about, and so my interpretation was that. Mallory is the one collecting the data,
mm-hmm.
and Jim just runs out and does it. But
mm-hmm.
the president, so he probably doesn't do all the building. He just shows up where he needs to and does what he needs to do.
Exactly.
And I remember them making a comment, hey, based on the timeline, don't expect a ton of changes,
mm-hmm.
that we have to almost use it as is. But that being said, a lot of what we discussed, that's where I need to understand it. Is it that their materials are going to stay the same, but they're going to verbally address it?
That's what, at least that's the way Jim explained it. He did say there were some other modules. That's why I pointed out the LinkedIn. I didn't see that in the collection of what was sent back to Michelle. So I know that was a part of the discussion that I did not see. And then there was a push from both yourself and I to elaborate on the stories that those stories that kind of drive and push the idea of what it really means to have an affinity and to go with it. So that's why I cited those two as well. I know those are more anecdotal and probably wouldn't be captured there, but I didn't want to lose them either.
Yeah, and so when you make a comment about timing, so yeah, I see there's 30, 60. Hour 20, an hour and 40 minutes. Yeah, you're asking, this is a 3-hour segment, where's the...
Right.
Where's the rest? And that is a valid question there. And then as far as the session itself,
mm-hmm.
I think we should give them those guardrails as to what not to do.
Right.
But then I think we run through it this one time, and if it feels like it's way off, then we'll have to determine, do we work with them in advance for October and help them modify it, or was this really not the right vendor to use?
Right, and that's fair.
But at the end of the day, I mean, you were on that call with their consultant for etiquette. I would expect it to be similar. You know, a little bit less change.
Right.
It's needed to hear, but at the same time, you know, we told her, hey, do this, don't do that, and she said, oh, you know, she was very receptive to it. I would expect this group to be the same way, even if they can't get it through their material.
Agreed.
maybe I should just call Michelle and have the conversation similar to what we're doing here and say, you know, what about the rest of the time? We're still targeting 3 hours. Is it exercises in addition to the...
Yep.
As far as Salesforce, I mean, we might want to completely strike it because we have that electronic Salesforce page.
Okay.
There's the Upwork for it that says exactly what you can and can't. I'm sorry, I'm saying Salesforce.
Oh, okay. Okay.
LinkedIn.
Okay.
Is that what we're... Oh, my mind's going too many directions. Was it LinkedIn that we were talking about that was removed?
No, it was the brand, personal brand, because we did it, we are doing it, well, just, they just completed this week as part of the FC. They had a heavy, they had a heavy emphasis on it at the beginning, and then when we talked through and told them what they'd be exposed to, Jim made a comment about, well, you know, we wouldn't want to contradict or collide with anything in terms of the Schwab messaging about what personal brand.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, for things like LinkedIn, so what I could do is I could always provide Jim our a synopsis of what we can and can't do. But he said, you know, even if it's not you reaching out, there's still ways to use LinkedIn to study and see changes. And so using it as a tool rather than an outreach tool, it's more of a research tool. And
Right.
So it does apply completely. So I'm glad you called it out there. That's definitely a gap in what second version. All right, well, I can call Michelle and have that conversation. Just want to make sure that you and I are in sync first.
Okay.
I think that's it then.
All right, sounds good.
Hope you continue to feel better, and I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, sir. You take care.